the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, the coordinated anti-Tea Party effort is interesting here, Charles, is it not?
Well, it certainly is the spitting and the sputtering of people who are been deeply defeated. I mean, they were routed. Here they were up against a small minority of one house of one, the third of the Congress, and they lost everything. They got routed. Look, this was their Agincourt, you know, Henry the Fifth, outnumbered by the French 3-1. The opposition, the liberals, hold the Senate. They hold the White House. They hold the media, which had been leaking and parroting the White House line all the way through, and they still got defeated. I think this is sort of a pathetic response. If you have no arguments, what do? Ad hominems. You attack, you throw names out. But I have one slight disagreement with you about it being a conspiracy. I don't think these people have the wherewithal to orchestrate a three-car motorcade.
Here's Bill O'Reilly and Charles Krauthammer commenting on the finger-pointing that many on the left have been doing at the Tea Party, blaming the Tea Party for not getting the debt deal done that they really wanted. That's where we get started in this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, reviewing the hot hits in talk radio and the budget, the debt ceiling on top of the list again this week. Mika Brzezinski and Joe Scarborough on Morning Joe talked to Congressman Emanuel Cleaver of Missouri about what he said and is regarding the debt deal being a sugar-coated Satan sandwich.
Representative from Missouri and Chairman of the Congressional Black Caucus, Congressman Emanuel Cleaver.
We got to ask Congressman,
I need
what's
to know.
A Satan sandwich?
I hope it's healthy.
What are the ingredients?
Well, you've got a little bit of sour dough on one side of the sandwich,
right,
for poor people, and then you have some onions, for people who are on unemployment benefits and realize that's not going to be in the deal. It's got a lot of stuff in it.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing good, though, huh?
Not very few things that are good. You serve it with, of course, a demon drink. But one of the things I think we got to do here in Washington, and you guys are talking about it, but you're missing one ingredient. One of the things we've got to do is, you know, if we brood over this deal, this package, and it is not good for a lot of reasons, and you've talked about some, it's not going to make that big of an impact. But if we brood over it, we're just going to push despair on the public. But the one ingredient that that's missing from the discussions that are taking place post Satan sandwich passage is the fact that we don't have a level of civility. Not bipartisanship, civility in Congress to do anything. When you have a situation where somebody can shout out a name at the president and then get over $1 million in contributions, something is wrong. And the public can criticize Congress, but the public actually votes to send people to Washington after having heard them campaign in some of the most nasty ways possible.
Well, you know, let's talk about that for a second. Mike Barnicle, Joe Wilson shouts you lie, immediately gets $1 million. Michelle Bachmann says some pretty outrageous things, raised $14 million. On the other side, Alan Grayson says outrageous things against Republicans. And guess what? It pays off. Americans can blame Congress all they want. But if you have extremists on both sides saying outrageous things and they're lifted up by cable news channels or by blogs and then money starts pouring in, come on. How much do we look at Washington? How much do we start looking at the extremists out there in America that's feeding this hate machine?
How long have we been talking about civility in politics now? 2-3 years? Longer, maybe?
A couple hundred years.
So, and if you look at Twitter feeds, if you look at half the blogs, I don't want to say half the blogs, but a certain percentage of blogs, it's filled with venom, filled with vitriol, filled with instant judgments. And so you think back to a time, Congressman, you'd remember this, when a speaker, a Democratic speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, could meet with a Republican president, Ronald Reagan. They could address things civilly, get things done. That seems to have disappeared from our politics.
It has.
In our lives.
Congressman?
You know, it has, and it's going to get worse because I think the payout for people who are nasty is very high.
More on the Tea Party and their role in the debt deal next on the Countdown.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. When I'm here to tell you, that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Coffee, please.
Phyllis, what's that spring in your step? Are you in love?
In love with Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. My feet feel fantastic.
What?
The Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Kiosk at Walmart. It measures and analyzes your feet, then recommends the Custom Fit Orthotic that's best for you.
Sounds expensive.
No way. They're a great deal.
Hey, get that guy his coffee. I'm off to Walmart.
Go to Walmart.com and search Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotics for a kiosk nearest you. Savings versus other custom orthotics insert brands sold at retail.
This is the Nicely Done Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen, focusing on the Tea Party, the debt deal, politics, the yada yada. Here's host Charlie Brennan with Ron Nixon from the New York Times, who took a look at the freshman Tea Party Congress and tried to figure out what they have to say with regard to the debt, the way Washington spends money, and how they want to cut spending.
Since we are talking spending, and that is the subject of the day, perhaps it is time to examine the spending of some Republican freshmen. And you did that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, let's first of all talk about Tim Scott. He's a Republican from South Carolina. You would describe him as a Tea Party Republican. Is that fair to say?
It is. It's a fair assessment.
Yeah, he recently helped secure $150,000 for the first phase of a harbor deepening project in Charleston, his hometown. That project is expected to eventually cost as much as $300 million.
That's correct.
So that's federal spending, right?
It is. Now, Go ahead.
Is this a project that is ever done by the states or by the local cities or counties?
Well, what they were saying is that the project would be too expensive for the state to actually do on its own. Now, there would be some state money, but the bulk of it would fall to the federal government.
How did the Army Corps of Engineers feel about this?
Well, the Corps, it was not in their budget initially, so I'm sure they didn't feel one way or the other about it. But under pressure from Senator Lindsey Graham, also from South Carolina, they capitulated and added the money for this project to the Army Corps of Engineers budget. So since it's in their budget now, they actually have to move forward.
Ron, is it fair to say the Army Corps of Engineers did not consider it a priority, but then after the intervention of these lawmakers, they now have to build it?
You could say it's a fair assessment that the Obama administration did not see this as a priority project at the time, so it was not included in the budget. But, you know, Mr. Graham, the senator, threatened to hold up appointments in the Senate, which one senator can do, And he also tried to earmark the money as well. So there was some pressure, and you know, there was money added to the budget, and the Corps will now start doing the first phase of this project.
On the Minnesota-Wisconsin border, local officials and members of Congress, you write, have pushed for a new four-lane bridge over the St. Croix River that was co-sponsored by Representative Sean P. Duffy, a Wisconsin freshman Republican, and Representative Michelle Bachmann, who's running for office. The National Park Service has opposed the project, and yet these local congressmen insist that it's important and not wasteful spending.
That's correct. The National Park Service says that the building of a bridge of that size would do damage to the river and violate the federal law. But Mr. Duffy and Mrs. Bachmann pushed forward with this bill that would sort of bypass that process and allow the bill to be built. Now, I will say this, that the bridge does have bipartisan support from, you know, various legislators, Democrats and Republicans there, but they are the people who are mainly pushing this. And Mr. Duffy, you know, is one, again, you know, Tea Party favorite and one of those folks who came in on this program of cutting our federal spending.
You also point out 22 freshman Republicans wrote a letter to the House leadership requesting more military spending than President Obama had requested last March.
That's correct. And most of those folks are congressmen from or congresswomen from districts that have either large military presence or defense contractors. So they pushed for increased spending because they're saying that the military is not being supported enough. But again, as you point out, that this was much more than what the Obama administration asked for in its budget.
Well, once again, if it's someone else's district, it's wasteful spending. If it's the congressman's own district, then it's a vital service for America and its future.
Talk host John Sylvester here with a focus on the Tea Party being actually compared to terrorists and terrorism. He seems to agree with them.
I personally think the Tea Party is worse than Al-Qaeda when it comes to doing damage to America. I mean, those from Al-Qaeda killed themselves and took a couple buildings down and killed 3,000 people. The damage the Tea Party's going to do to America is going to last for generations. They're going to permanently disable our country. Look at your stocks. Look at your stocks and look what they're willing to do to your Medicare, your Medicaid. The truth is, these Tea Party people have done far more damage than Al-Qaeda. Raising the debt limit has nothing to do with what we're talking about in cleaning up the mess that George Bush left. Nothing. Yet you're the ones that ran up the bills. You're the ones that gave the Bush tax cuts. You're the ones that supported the two wars. Did you hear Tea Party people mad about the wars? No. Now, there's a couple honest ones that do want us to cut back on the wars. Ron Paul, for instance, and his son Rand. But for the most part, these people don't want to touch defense. They were literally willing to kill what was left of your 401k. It was just getting back to where it once was. I bet these people cost me. Now, it'll probably go back up eventually, but I'm willing to bet these people cost me $3,000-$4,000. They're terrorists. No, they don't blow up buildings. They blow up economies. And now the economy is really in trouble. I want you to understand something. Those stocks are down because of the Tea Party and no one else. John Boehner was willing to cut a deal with the president. I didn't like the deal. But there never should have been a deal equated with the debt ceiling as it is. These are economic terrorists. And if you want to use the word economic terrorist, that's fine. But the truth is, Republicans are screaming bloody murder now. They know it's the truth.
Coming up, we take a closer look at the so-called Super Congress of 12 here on the Talk Radio Review.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including Turtle Tough shelters.
We have added 2 24-foot Turtle Toughs to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle Tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. available in two sizes. Get your Turtle Tough shelter and accessories included at TurtleToughShelters.com. That's Turtle, T-U-F-F, Shelters.com. Or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288. Or see them online at TurtleToughShelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, the new media, all part of the inclusiveness here. As we look at the debt deal one more time, the so-called Super Congress, six Democrats, six Republicans under the new debt deal. If the new legislative body, which is dubbed as Super Congress, doesn't come up with a bill that cuts $1.5 trillion by Thanksgiving, entitlement programs will automatically be cut. Legislation this new congressional committee writes would be fast-tracked through Congress and couldn't be filibustered or amended. From CBS, Scott Pelley talked to Senator Mark Warner of Virginia and Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia, neither of whom think the plan actually will work.
Fair to say, no politicians on Capitol Hill know more about the budget deficit and how to solve it than Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss of Georgia and Democratic Senator Mark Warner of Virginia. They were among six senators who tried to forge a deal before the president and the congressional leadership took over the negotiations. With a wealth of negotiating experience, we asked them what they thought of the new supercommittee that will take over the debate now.
I think it's going to be very difficult for this select committee to come up with any resolution that is a meaningful resolution. I just don't think the recipe is there for anything but deadlock with this committee.
I'm not sure the committee's going to get the job done. You know, I voted for this very imperfect solution because at least it got us through the debt ceiling.
Senator Chambliss, you are one of the most conservative members of the Senate. The president came out as soon as the bill passed the Senate and said there have to be tax increases. What do you make of that?
Well, they're not going to be tax increases. That's one thing this committee will not even consider, and I don't think they should.
But how can a joint committee accomplish what the president himself and the leadership of the House and Senate were unable to accomplish?
Well, I think there is enormous bipartisan and, frankly, support from American people who have not been very happy with what we've done. I've been embarrassed by even being a member of Congress over the last few weeks, that everybody's been finger-pointing as opposed to trying to find solutions.
Senator Chambliss, you've been here for a long time. What's gone wrong? What's different right now?
Well, too often I think people tend to listen to outside forces who are single-minded or single-focused, rather than remembering those 600,000 people in the House that sent them there, or in my case, the 10 million people that sent me here.
It's kind of like the famous Winston Churchill quote, "You can always count on America to do the right thing after they tried everything else." Well, we pretty much tried everything else, you know, and we in the political leaders now ought to get down to the business of doing the right thing.
In a talk radio interview, Ari Melber from The Nation talked about the ridiculous idea of this super Congress being put forth.
The idea here, and it's a stupid one, is that Republicans oppose military cuts and Democrats oppose social cuts. So to preserve those interests, they're all going to feel pressure to act. Like this plan is two sacred cows strapped together by a time bomb. And you notice the trend here? It's governing, but only by threat. Well, look, I didn't support Republicans holding the debt ceiling hostage to get things they'd never win in a real vote. And I don't support holding military spending hostage in exchange for, like, you know, taxing millionaires to pay their share of the deficit. The responsible way to cut our massive defense budget is to consult with the experts and critics on specifics, not trigger random, illogical cuts across the board. And I think that brings us to the last ingredient in this farce. The idea that these arbitrary cuts are magically going to result in equal pressure on both sides. Now, here's how the White House explains it, and I'm quoting. Automatic cuts to defense and critical programs, like infrastructure or education, would be unacceptable to many Republicans and Democrats alike, creating pressure for a bipartisan agreement. That's how the White House describes it. So in theory, both sides oppose these automatic cuts, so both sides will act rationally to compromise and do their part to avoid the outcomes that they oppose. Right. Well, many Republicans oppose default, too. But in practice, you know, and I know, that this GOP Congress has proven itself willing to risk great harm to itself and others in pursuit of its agenda. You know, in poker, sometimes your face matters more than your hand. That's why it's poker. And unlike President Obama, we know there are plenty of Republicans willing to bluff their way into bad policy and to use the automatic cuts as a bluff to force the deal only on their terms. So in the end, I don't think there's anything super about this committee.
Up next, we shift our gears and look at the FAA situation, the shutdown, and the focus on the countdown next.
I can test drive a car before I buy it. I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
"Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer."
Or,
"My flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class."
Or our favorite,
"I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist."
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
Bonus round time. If you can't teach an old dog new tricks, what can you teach him?
Conversational French?
Correct.
Ooh.
Gingerbread men are...
gingerbread boys, all grown up.
Correct. True or false? Netflix lets you watch movies instantly through your game console or other devices.
Duh, true.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Hey, did I just win that new car over there?
No, I did.
Save big during the PetSmart Power Sale. You'll find great deals on thousands of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all varieties of Beneful dog food in 31.1-pound bags. And save up to $10 on select dog and cat flea and tick treatments. Plus, get 35.5-ounce cans of Frisky's cat food for only $15, excluding indoor selects. Don't miss our biggest sale of the year, going on now at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends August 21st.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop. Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA. But Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
You've been lied to. Lied to by the Wall Street propaganda machine, the government, and the talking heads in the media. The market is in for another crash. Real estate is already in a double-dip recession, and if you want to keep your hard-earned money safe, this message is for you. My name is Brett Kitchen, and after losing 35% of my money when the market crashed, I said enough is enough. I searched and discovered a way to safely grow my money, participate in potential double-digit gains, but also have my money protected when the crashes come. Plus, it could save you thousands in taxes. I want you to get a free copy of my new book, Safe Money Millionaire, where I share this powerful tool that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney used to safely grow their wealth. Call 1-800-675-1640 right now to get your free copy. Again, that's 1-800-675-1640. I'm giving away a limited number of copies today, so call 1-800-675-1640.
Alex Jones here with vital information concerning our nation's fragile food supply. Folks, there are some truly dangerous trends forming, and I think it's important for my listeners to do three things right away. Number one, study the past. History really does repeat itself. Number two, learn to spot the dangerous food shortage trends. Number three, take decisive action. A perfect storm is brewing, or a global food crisis. That's why I'm telling everyone to read the new book, Rising Prices, Empty Shelves. Warning signs that trigger the deadliest famines in history. Don't get caught unprepared when the crisis hits. This book is only available at risingprisesemptyshelves.com. You'll also get a free copy of Supermarket Survival, How to Cut Your Grocery Bills in Half. Again, that website is risingprisesemptyshelves.com. That's risingprisesemptyshelves.com.
We're counting down what America is talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Second half hour starts off with talk host Chip Franklin talking to Neil Lesniewski from Congressional Quarterly about the issue behind the FAA shutting down.
Apparently, there's been a partial shutdown of the FAA. Harry Reid said Democrats were unwilling to accept cuts and subsidies for rural air service. By the way, can you say rural without sounding like you're rural? How do you say that in a sophisticated way? Rural. All right, move on. All right, anyway, if allowed to continue, Congress, this could go on for a while. Nearly 4,000 FAA employees have been laid off. Niels Lesniewski, I'll try to get his name right. Did I get that wrong, Niels? I'm sorry.
Close enough.
How do you say your last name?
Lesniewski,
thank you. All right, Niels, let me ask you. You work with the Congressional Quarterly Senate Watch. Watching this thing move forward, is this just another aspect of what the Democrats have been warning about, or is this a totally unrelated event? I mean, these cutbacks.
No, really, this is sort of a separate issue altogether from the larger deficit debate, because the FAA, in theory, at least, has its own revenue stream, the taxes that they collect when you get on an airplane and buy a plane ticket.
Yeah, which is totally unrelated to what Homeland Security does and all that, right? Their job is to control the skies and safely, and to that's it, basically, right?
Right.
Yeah, okay. They've been under fire, obviously, in recent days because of either undermanned or sleeping at the switch. Is that any part of this, or is this just an ongoing subsidy cut that is affecting we don't know. I don't know who to believe on this one, to be honest with you, Niels, because the union itself will say that we're suffering, and then of course management points to air traffic control is falling asleep on the job. Where's the real problem here?
Well, the union issue is really not with FAA employees, it's with the potential for more union workers for the airlines themselves. So Delta in particular has been fighting a change that the Obama administration made last year that would make it easier, essentially, for a union to win an election to organize a company.
I'm still not following that. So the Republicans are saying that they needed these subsidy cuts as part of their bill to continue their FAA's operating authority. Democrats, they want more money there. There is a labor issue at the heart of all this, right, that's not related directly to the employees of the FAA, and that's what you're saying, right?
Right, right. And essentially the subsidy cut question is believed by a lot of lawmakers, Democrats particularly, to be an attempt to target Democrats over the union issue, because the airports that would be mostly affected by the subsidy cuts are in states that have Democratic senators.
Okay. We've had 4,000 FAA employees laid off. Is anybody claiming that's made it less safe to fly?
No. In fact, the transportation secretary and everyone says that the air traffic controllers are still on the job. The people who are involved in safety and security are still on the job. The question is, it's construction projects. It's, you know, building new runways and that sort of activity that stopped.
Talk host Denny Schaefer talks to former House Majority Leader and worn-out Paul Dick Armey about the Senate taking the rest of August off while the FAA is shut down.
Is it irresponsible of the Senate to take the rest of the month off when the FAA is now shut down, 4,000 employees furloughed, all the construction people it affects, all the businesses around airports, because Harry Reid and Democrats will not give up $16.5 million in cuts in air subsidies to rural community airports?
Well, that is just blew my mind when I heard that report yesterday. Can you imagine that? Over $15 million fight. They're willing to lose $1 billion worth of employment in America. You know, that's a lot of jobs. So the president says, I'm going to sign this debt ceiling, which gets me through the night and through the next election, and then you guys go out and take the rest of the month off and while I focus on jobs. Well, they got $1 billion worth of jobs that are left on the shelf because they couldn't settle on $15 million. It's just, I mean, you talk about a dollar waiting on a dime. That's absolutely ridiculous.
And I'm just shocked that there's not outrage going on right now in the country over this. And maybe there is. Maybe when the senators get home, they're going to get an earful. The House passed a bill. The Senate wouldn't touch it. Harry Reid does what he always does, blames the Tea Party, blames the Republicans for their irresponsibility, when it should be, all the blame should be at his feet because he allowed the Senate to go on recess.
Talk radio in review. Up next, we shift our focus to the presidential race on the countdown.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
We're here to tell you about the Rent-A-Center clearance event.
Make that Rent-A-Center clearance mania.
Yeah, save up to 50% on select brand name merchandise throughout the store.
We're talking savings in the house, brother.
Oh, brother.
Rental purchase or lease purchase. Save up to 50% compared to non-promotional rent-to-own prices for new merchandise. Offer ends August 20th, 2011 and applies to select new and pre-leased items as marked in store. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? 4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. At that price, you don't have to shop around. In fact, you can get your kids a few extra flash drives, which means you won't have to hear,
Mom, I left it in a computer. I'm just not sure which computer.
Or,
my flash drive? I lost that, like, the first week of class.
Or our favorite,
I gave it to my girlfriend. I made her a sweet playlist.
4 gig flash drives for just $5.99. Now it's Staples. That was easy. Valid while supplies last.
E-discovery laws and government regulations require that certain businesses save electronic communication, namely emails, or face potential fines. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver indexes and preserves all email communication while enforcing policies for regulatory compliance. Save email. Avoid penalties. Visit Barracuda.com/archiver to try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/archiver.
In times of danger and disaster, in times of peace and times of war, in times of joy and times of pain, in every corner of the world and right here at home, wherever and whenever our troops are called, the USO is there. For their families, for their futures, for the incredible sacrifice they make for all of us, so that someday they can return to the people they love and the things they hold in their hearts. For all of us, it's this simple. We need them, they need us, and we need you. The USO, until everyone comes home. To find out more about the USO and how you can help, visit USO.org.
I can test drive a car before I buy it.
I can try out the gym before I join.
So why not try out the savings at Sam's Club free? It's the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th, where you can shop for back to class and save more on laptops, supplies, and appliances. No membership required.
Test drive the savings for yourself
at the Sam's Club open house event, August 5th through the 7th. Sam's Club, savings made simple.
It's the freshest, healthiest version of your skin. Come to Clinique at Macy's and see how three simple steps help your skin look and feel great. Cleanse to purify. Exfoliate so fresh skin surfaces. Moisturize to a healthy glow. It's Clinique's famous three-step skincare system. Right now, buy any step and receive free 10-day supplies to complete your customized three-step system. Say yes to great skin. Now at Clinique at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Talk radio in review, the 2012 presidential race now. Talk host Brian Wilson with Congressman Ron Paul about the debt deal and the super Congress and what he thinks ought to have been done.
I wanted to talk to you about this this super Congress. It almost appears like we now have our own Politburo.
Yeah, and you know, maybe it'll be super good, and then we can all go back home and relax, and they'll take care of us. I just think it's atrocious. You know, as bad as things have been and how, you know, the Congress has reneged on its responsibility so long, whether it has the war power issue or the monetary issue or writing regulations, which is writing law, this is now it's narrowing down to just a few people are going to take charge. And but we'll have an up or down vote, no chance to discuss it, debate it, or amend it. But we can have an up or down vote, and they'll offer, you know, a chance to cut some more money if we vote their way, and if not, then they'll have the automatic cuts, and they'll make all the decisions. So there's no way the people can win on that. There's no way that the constitutional government can win on this. The CBO looks like the group that will be making major decisions for us rather than the Congress.
I had a caller earlier today discussing this in anticipation of your visit, and he had an excellent point. You know, it's kind of interesting. He can vote on America's Got Talent. He can vote on those TV shows. But, we don't seem to be able to get a vote on the things or even have our representatives vote on things that impact us the most.
No, that is true. And like I mentioned, we don't get to vote on a crucial issue. We've given up on having anything to say about monetary policy and foreign policy. And think how big those issues are. And now it's coming to, you know, the whole budget is going to be, taken away from the Congress. Not completely, but at least Congress will be greatly diminished and these decisions will be made elsewhere. But I think this mess that we're in just shows you what kind of a problem we're facing. For a good many years, even though we were living beyond our means, you know, we were rich and we were living off our savings, and then we could live off our borrowing, and then we could live off, you know, just printing the money. But the country is so bankrupt now, and we're so far behind, that it's just difficult to take care of all these problems. And they're struggling, to change the system instead of struggling to change, you know, the philosophy of government. We have to deal with the idea, can we be the policemen of the world? Is this entitlement system sustainable? And quite frankly, I don't think we should be policing the world, nor do I think the entitlement system is sustainable.
Here is Nick Reed talking with Herman Cain, getting around again. He won the straw poll in Denver last weekend, you may know.
Herman Cain easily won Western Conservative Summit presidential straw poll Sunday. Out of the 508 ballots that were cast, Herman Cain got 246 of them, beating his nearest runner-up by a 179-vote margin. Second-place contender Rick Perry took 67 votes, which was 13% to Cain's 48%. In third place, Rick Santorum with 50 ballots, just under 10%, followed by Mitt Romney with 49 ballots, Michelle Bachmann with 44. Cain, Santorum, and Perry all addressed the Colorado gathering. Cain got the Sunday speaking slot closest to the straw poll. Santorum, Perry both spoke on Friday. Politico reporting that it is always hard to know exactly what to make of straw poll results. The standings tend to favor candidates who actually show up. Cain had the advantage of prime placement in the program, but at the very least, his performance suggests that there's more enthusiasm for his campaign in certain sectors of the grassroots than there seems to be in the national polls. Cain saying, after the results, the people are going to select the nominee and the people are going to select the next president of the United States. I love you, one and all. We're not done yet. Perhaps, according to Politico, most striking about the poll is the minimal level of interest in the rest of the Republican field. Beyond the top five contenders, Kane, Perry, Santorum, Romney, and Bachman, only John Bolton and Ron Paul cracked double digits with 20 ballots and 12 ballots, respectively. You know, John Bolton may still get into this, former U.N. ambassador. He says he'll decide by September. Both of the points that are made in here are significant. One, they usually favor those that do show up. But there are oftentimes front runners that don't need to show up to still get a respectable showing. We don't see that to a tremendous degree with these straw polls currently, which means it is anybody's game. Rick Perry taking 67 votes, 13%. Herman Cain again getting just about half, 48%. Mitt Romney, 49 ballots out of 508. Now, he's considered the front runner. He's considered the front runner because he raises lots and lots of money and because the media says he's the front runner. That doesn't, however, necessarily mean that he is the shoe-in for it. Iowa, don't forget, is a caucus. This means that it is the grassroots people who choose, and it's not simply those that are as easily swayed by campaign messages on television.
Radio man Bill McEwen with Elliot Ackerman from AmericansElect.org about their attempts to draft an independent candidate.
Last week, Thomas Friedman writes in the New York Times about AmericansElect.org and created quite a buzz out there. People are enamored with the idea that there might be a independent nominee on the 2012 presidential ballot. Tell us a little bit about how this process would take place.
Absolutely. The mission of Americans Elect is to hold the first ever nonpartisan online nominating convention for the presidency in 2012. Any registered voter can be a delegate to that convention, and the ticket that comes out of the convention is going to be on the ballot in all 50 states.
And what do you have to do, Elliot, to make this work so that you can get on the ballot? Traditionally, that's one of the racehorse stories that's written about during presidential campaign. You know, nominees, can they get on the ballot, especially those nominees from the smaller parties?
Absolutely. There's no doubt about it that ballot access is a real heavy lift. And at Americans Elect, this is a big idea, and we decided to take it to the people and go out there and see what type of appetite there was for this. And the state of California is by far the most difficult to get on the ballot in. So we just started circulating and seeing if people wanted to sign up for an additional choice in this next election. And we've got an overwhelming response. And the people of California, 1.6 million of them, have signed up to have another ticket on the ballot in 2012. And it is a ticket that they will be able to have a voice in nominating.
And this has all been signed off by the Secretary of State?
We're in the process of submitting those 1.6 million signatures to each of the counties in the state. And once those signatures are verified by the Secretary of State's office, the people of California will have an additional choice thanks to their energies and their desire to get out there and sign up for this.
Up next, focus on information that goes back a few years, the D.B. Cooper story, next on The Countdown.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk radio, talk television, yakety yak, don't talk back. Okay, decades-long search for D.B. Cooper. Remember him? He jumped out of the Northwest 727 with lots of money at about 30,000 feet, so the story goes. Host Kelly Lynch and Chuck Custer here with Detective Steve Rogers about Cooper and the new information that's up.
For people who may not be familiar with the case, can you just give us a brief overview?
Sure. This is an extraordinary case. Back in 1971, D.B. Cooper had hijacked a Northwest Airlines plane near Seattle, Washington. Now, what he did was he hijacks the plane. He orders the pilot to land in Seattle, and he, in exchange for the passengers, he wants $200,000 in $20 bills and a parachute. So sure enough, they give him the money. They give him the parachute. The plane takes off. He orders the pilot to fly towards Mexico. But over the Washington State-Oregon border, D.B. Cooper decides to jump out of the aircraft. So he lowered the a ramp on the 707 jet and jumped out. Landed in the woods, was never found. 40 years later, we're still talking about where is D.B. Cooper. And now it sounds like the FBI may have a lead to find him.
Now, Detective, the FBI has interviewed thousands and thousands of people in this case over the years. What is it about this tip that makes it a little bit more credible?
Well, here's the deal with this. You know, we're talking 40 years later, and no one's going to pick up the phone and say, hey, guess what, FBI, I have a new lead you might want to look into. This is credible because, from what I understand, a retired police officer in the northwest part of the country was having a casual conversation with a civilian, and that civilian appears to have some familiarity with D.B. Cooper. So what was told to this cop was that an individual who died about 10 years ago may very well be D.B. Cooper. So the FBI was given this information. They checked out the witness, is extremely credible, and now they're going to do DNA testing on a tie that was found on the aircraft that DB actually hijacked and this body.
There have been a lot of tips that have come in over the years. People claim to have found the money all along the West Coast. None of that ever turned out to be anything?
Absolutely nothing. And I'll tell you, what's really extraordinary about this DB Cooper fellow, criminals, they have big mouths. They like to talk about the crimes that they committed, and you would think that this guy would be bragging about pulling off a very significant criminal act. He never said a word to anybody. No one has peeped a word about this crime at all up until now. So pretty extraordinary, I think.
Why does this case still resonate in our imagination, do you think?
Well, ironically, he becomes a folk hero. Here's a guy that pulled off I believe it could have been one of the first hijackings in American history because, and for this, or for the reason of money. You have to remember, back in the 70s, people were hijacking jets to Cuba to make political statements. This guy hijacks a jet to pull off a robbery. Now, you know, keep in mind that he became a folk hero back then because this guy jumped out of an airplane. I got to tell you, he had to be familiar with the plane, with the terrain he parachuted out on, and he executed this flawlessly.
Talk host Ro Khan and Richard Roper with FBI Special Agent Fred Gutt. The new lead is the discussion. The focus is D.B. Cooper. Isn't this silly when all this stuff is going on in our country and we're still chasing this guy around? Amazing.
Now, you guys have a brand new lead in this that you think is credible. There have been leads in this case, though. I mean, over 40 years, there have been hundreds of, maybe not thousands of dead ends, right?
Oh, that's correct. And there have been a number of leads, and actually a number that remain, you know, potentially viable. They've just reached dead ends, or, you know, are awaiting advances in technology or more information. But there is an additional one that came to light just over a year ago, and I think that's the one you're referring to that that we're excited about.
Okay, now, other than the FBI gets excited about it, it's always very demure when they are. But
we're thrilled about this.
but what now? What are we waiting on here? Because the lead it has been in the press. The lead that you're working on is someone who is currently deceased.
Well, that's right. The lead relates to a suspect who did apparently pass away some 10 years ago. And to put this in context, I don't want your listeners to think this is a for us, really a high priority matter. You know, it was over a year ago we got that information. We are following up on it. It is an open matter. We're obligated to do that. But at the same time, you know, we've got missing children, human trafficking cases, other things that certainly take a priority.
Right.
But that being said, May, what we're trying to do is to obtain some kind of physical evidence, perhaps fingerprint evidence that we can match with prints that were taken from the aircraft back in 1971. That were believed to belong to the hijacker, and see if we can have a match, and then at least bring a resolution to the, you know, the mystery of that case.
Now, 30 years ago, a little bit over 30 years ago, some money was found on a riverbank in the Columbia River, and that matched some of the serial numbers that had been received by D.B. Cooper, and as the ransom, and that was, you know, almost 10 years after he had jumped out of the airplane, or around the area that we knew that he had jumped out of the airplane. So the question is, at what point did that money? Does that mean anything in this particular end of the investigation? Does that still mean anything? Does that have anything to do with this?
Well, unless the main additional, you know, currency was to surface, that would certainly be a physical evidence breakthrough as well. But, you know, the money that did surface back then, it in some ways raised more questions than answers. It had indications of, you know, burn marks to it. Was it hit by lightning and that dislodged it from a tree, then it floated down a river, or did the hijacker use it to set a fire that night? Conditions were pretty extreme at that time.
Find out more about some of this stuff. Some of it's maybe a little more worthwhile than others. You make up your mind. We've got it all for you in the Talk Radio Countdown Show section at DougStephan.com.